And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. It is so lovely to be with you on this Sunday morning. I'm Jo Stanley and with me as always is my true partner, medical herbalist and pharmacist Gerald Quigley. Good morning, GQ.
Good morning, Jo. Look who we've got.
Oh, it's lovely to see you, Elise Elliott.
I love being in the studio with you two. True partner.
Oh, well, we're here every Sunday.
Yeah, fair enough.
Through thick and thin.
Rain, hail, shine.
And whatever coffee we have.
Lockdown.
Yes, that's... Oh, look, yes, let's begin the show by sending our thoughts to our friends in Sydney who are facing the anxiety of, and I think real sadness and stress going into another COVID outbreak and lockdown.
Also the uncertainty. And, you know, as Melburnians, we've been through it and now my heart breaks for what they have ahead.
We hope it's short and sweet and they get on top of it and the world can one day... Things will be back to normal.
One day, I believe it will be.
But we'll be living with this issue.
Absolutely.
And that's what we haven't learnt yet.
But it will be a very different school holidays for people in Sydney. And yeah, so we're thinking of you.
Yeah, and having those plans for school holidays just decimated, businesses having to close down.
Devastating. Yeah. And people who are planning to catch up with family from other states as well, that's, you know, it's a big thing for people. So, yeah, we're thinking of you. Now, I'd like to say that I have been fortunate enough to be involved with House of Wellness for a few years. Gerald, it's been much longer for you, 6, 7 years, something like that.
Right from the start.
Right from the beginning. Well, one of the things I really love about what we do is bring awareness to illnesses and conditions that might not otherwise be spoken about. Mm-hmm. And so today we're speaking about scleroderma. Is this something that either of you have heard of before?
Yes, I have, because it's actually surprisingly common and disappointingly common. And the sad part is, Jo and Elise, is that it's often diagnosed by exclusion. So people present with symptoms of various things, and then eventually there's a diagnosis of scleroderma, which is really an overproduction. We took collagen, don't we? Mm-hmm. This is an overproduction of collagen. This is where collagen production goes bananas. So you get disfigurement in hands, skin shedding. Mm-hmm. And when that's happening internally, you can imagine the chaos that's going inside a person's body. So this will be a great chat with Amanda from Scleroderma Australia soon. And she can help us create a lot more awareness about the problem.
Yes.
I'm not really aware of the actual affliction, but I think of those poor people who haven't been diagnosed for you know, months and months. You, Gerald, spoke to someone, a poor lady who had all the symptoms and for 12 months didn't know what she had.
That's right.
She went to various doctors. No one could put their finger on it. And there is a treatment?
Well, yes. Once it's diagnosed, there are supportive treatments, but we don't have much to offer. So you're really managing symptoms. The main one at this time of the year, as Amanda would explain, is Raynaud's disease, poor circulation in fingers because of this overproduction of collagen. So you get fingers that are white and aching and sore.
So there may be people who are listening who have the symptoms and have not yet been able to be diagnosed. Mm-hmm. And part of the problem is the lack of awareness means that even sometimes GPs have never heard of the condition. It is considerably rare.
Yes.
So,
and mainly women too.
Right.
Which we can ask perhaps why.
Well, this week more than 40 iconic Australian buildings will shine bright like a sunflower to boost awareness of scleroderma and raise vital research funds to support the nearly 6,000 Australians living with it today. So if you're in Melbourne, you might see Federation Square lit up like a gorgeous sunflower. In Townsville, it's Victoria Bridge, South Australia Power Networks and Adelaide Oval. In Newcastle, the City Hall Clock Tower and Perth Airport is lit up. So keep an eye out for that. And of course, just be aware that this is about scleroderma. So we are going to be joined by President of Scleroderma Australia today who can help us learn more about it. Plus, we'll explore what probiotics do for our bodies. We love probiotics
Massive fan. Yes. Gerald put me onto them 10 years ago.
Long time ago. You haven't looked back, have you?
If I had to go to a desert island, you know, that would be in the top three.
All right.
Really? Wow. Ahead of Tom.
Yeah.
I just said top three.
Oh. Okay.
That's all.
But it's all about good gut health, which we're passionate about here. In our A to Z of Vitamins is brought to you by Austolin Calcium and Vitamin D3. And, of course, we would love to hear from you with any questions that you may have for your health. Gerald is here to answer your questions. 131 873 is the number. Next up, we gain a little understanding of what it's like for the thousands of Australians living with scleroderma. That's next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Of all the things we've learned about our body, one stands out, and that's how important the intestinal microbiome is to our overall health. LifeSpace Double Strength Probiotic is a multi-strain formula containing double the beneficial bacteria compared to LifeSpace Broad Spectrum Probiotic, and supports the intestinal microbiome and healthy digestive and immune system function. Purchase LifeSpace Double Strength Probiotic from $34.99 at Chemist Warehouse, or read the label, follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Right now, get LifeSpace Double Strength Probiotic for just $34.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. And, of course, we would love you to give us a call, 131 873, with any questions that you might have to support your health or well-being. But first, sometimes it's easy to take the simplest of tasks for granted because they become a habit in our day-to-day routine. But thousands of Australians who live with scleroderma can't complete the everyday tasks like brushing their teeth or washing their hair. It's a chronic condition that affects the body's connective tissue, and those living with it often refer to it as the disease that turns you to stone. It sounds very distressing. To learn more about it, we're joined by the President of Scleroderma Australia, Amanda Laurie-Jones. Good morning, Amanda.
Oh, good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, well, it's really lovely to have you on the show and to learn more about this condition. Can you give us a quick understanding of scleroderma and what it does to the body?
Yeah, certainly. So one of the basic ways to kind of understand it is to break it down with words. So the actual word itself is a Greek word. So sclero means hard and derma means skin. So basically it's an overproduction of collagen, and it does cause, you know, quite tight skin in a lot of cases. But in addition, it also affects your heart, lungs, kidneys and gastrointestinal tract.
Amanda, we read of stories of people who have been diagnosed with scleroderma where that diagnosis often takes 6 or 8 or 12 months. Are there particular symptoms now we're starting to understand a lot more about it? Are there particular symptoms that perhaps someone listening might think, look, maybe I should have a chat to the GP. This is what I'm feeling. This is what I'm experiencing.
Yeah, look, what we actually talk about with scleroderma mostly is that, you know, no two are the same, and I think that's probably why it is so hard to diagnose.
Sure.
I think, you know, the people that I meet with scleroderma will all have extremely different symptoms, and I think that's probably where the challenge lies. So, yeah, from that perspective, I don't think that there is a silver bullet, so to say.
Okay.
Amanda, given that it is so hard to diagnose, is there a cure or at least a treatment for these people that must be very distressed?
Yeah, unfortunately, there is no known cure at this point in time. So it is more sort of around that the doctors will treat individual symptoms as such. So, yeah, again, there's no wonder drug as a whole that will treat scleroderma to stop the progression.
So we're all about awareness here. Can you explain for us what is it like for someone who is living with scleroderma?
Yeah, look, it is quite hard, and I think, again, you know, we always talk about that hard skin word, but hard emotionally as well. You know, sometimes it presents quite as an invisible disability, so thinking about, you know, the constraints that people do have, and it can be quite confronting and emotional for a person with scleroderma, you know, to get through to their daily activities. I think the other thing that's really important to note as well is that, you know, that feeling of, you know, being overwhelmed because, again, understanding each different symptoms that might occur. So it can be quite difficult and, as you mentioned before, very limiting in regards to mobility and the sort of day-to-day activities.
Amanda, I had the privilege of talking to your Victorian chapter a month or so ago. And could we suggest, can you give us the details of how people get into Scleroderma Australia to become part of the sessions that you have, which are incredibly supportive and informative, where you actually get to share rather than have to cope with these issues by yourself?
Oh, 100%. Thanks, Gerald. Yeah, we love our virtual education sessions. They're great. So we hold them every month. So we have different special guests that come along, which is quite amazing. You can follow us on our Facebook page, so Scleroderma Australia or Scleroderma Victoria. You can also contact us via our website, sclerodermaaustralia.com.au or sclerodermavictoria.com.au.
Amanda, is there a particular age group that's most at risk, and are men or women more at risk or likely to develop this?
Yeah, look, again, quite unusual that it's usually the common ages between 25 and 55, but the onset can happen at any age. I was one of those. I was quite young, age 11 when I actually was diagnosed.
Wow. Oh, that must have been so hard
so
as a little
mum. We're talking mainly about managing symptoms, are we, Amanda? So we've got obviously very dry skin. We've got pain and inflammation and joint pain. Is that all we can offer at the moment as in symptomatic relief?
And I think too, you know, people forget that the internal impacts are quite harsh as well.
Yes.
So things like pulmonary arterial hypertension, issues with pulmonary fibrosis, gastrointestinal tract. So sometimes diet needs to be really considered as well as one of the ways as coping mechanisms through it as well.
Mm-hmm.
So Amanda, I know that it is World Scleroderma Day this Tuesday. Why is it so important for us to know more about the condition?
Yeah, look, again, you know, a lot of people don't even know how to say the word scleroderma, let alone what it is. So, you know, that's one of the main things. It's all around awareness. And this year we've got our biggest campaign that we've ever been holding. So we're lighting up more than 60 buildings across the country in yellow, and it's called Shine Like a Sunflower. So people with scleroderma obviously feel the cold quite a bit. So the scleroderma logo is around the sunflower. So we turn towards the sun to keep us warm. So it's going to be really amazing in regards to getting that awareness. So, hopefully raising some money for research and also thinking about, you know, how do we tap into more people with scleroderma out there and let them know that we're here to support them.
Well, that website again is sclerodermaaustralia.com.au. You can head there for more information or indeed to donate for critical research. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Amanda.
Thank you. Really great to be on the show.
Yeah, you have a great Sunday.
Thanks, you too.
And, of course, we love it when you give us a call, 131 873. We've got Lisa from Melbourne. Good morning, Lisa.
Morning, Lisa.
Yeah. Good morning. How are you today?
We're well. How can we help?
I'm just ringing up to find out I have restless leg syndrome. Is there anything I can do to help it, whether it be, I mean, I try walking. It's just that my legs are constantly, like, aching.
Sure. And it's definitely restless legs. So when you go to sleep at night or you might be watching telly, your legs are twitching and moving?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I've been on, gabapentin.
Gabapentin, yeah. Is it making a difference?
No, it's like it did at the beginning, but now it's not.
Okay. There are two things, Lisa, and that we know about restless legs, that if you restore iron and folate levels, things will improve. So the first thing is non-constipating iron. So you ask the pharmacist. You don't need iron with it. Causes tummy issues. And the other is folic acid 5 milligram, not the 0.5, because that's the one in pregnancy, 5 milligram. And you do that once a day of each of those for 8 weeks. Now, you'll be surprised how things settle.
I like that you've set a time there, because sometimes you start taking supplements and you think, I'm not feeling anything, and it's good to know that you have to commit to it for a period of time.
8 weeks is about an average time. Lisa, if it's making a difference, wonderful. If it's not, there's no point persisting. We've got to look at some other way. And some people throw magnesium in there as well, but it's not a muscular issue. It's a neurological or nerve ending issue.
All the best with that, Lisa, and we'll have more of your calls next on The House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Help support your healthy infant's bone growth and development with Austolin Infant Vitamin D3 drops from Chemist Warehouse. Vitamin D3 is important for bone strength and helps to promote calcium absorption in healthy infants. Austolin Infant Vitamin D3 drops are now $11.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. Vitamin supplements may only be of assistance if dietary intake is inadequate. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Right now, get LifeSpace Double Strength Probiotic for just $34.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley, and with me is Gerald Quigley and Elise Elliott. And we are here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Now, we have been speaking about scleroderma this morning, and it being a condition that about 6,000 or 7,000 Australians are living with. Mm-hmm. And Marie from Melbourne, good morning.
Morning,
you have
Marie.
Been diagnosed with scleroderma?
Yes, I have, around about a year ago.
Okay, and how are you coping with it, Marie?
Oh, it's tough in the winter, I can tell you.
Well, you would find the usual things, and we didn't get a chance to ask Amanda about it, but you're getting cold hands, especially cold feet?
Absolutely. So I suffer from Raynaud's, so my hands are constantly going white, my fingers, so need to keep them warm. And it's about layering and keeping yourself as warm as possible.
We're going to be talking about layering soon with Elise in certain things, but so true. Yeah. So now, do you want some suggestions about those hands of yours? So we're looking at circulation, are we?
Yes, definitely
okay.
Circulation. My specialist tells me I have limited scleroderma, so
okay.
It's sitting dormant.
Okay. Mm. Well, let's hope it stays there and doesn't go any further. So the herb of choice, Marie, is ginkgo biloba. Because ginkgo drives circulation into extremities, and you can buy some really good ginkgo products at your pharmacy. There's a couple that you only need to take once every morning, and there's really no drama. And you've got to wear gloves. You can make sure you use, you can even use things like chest rub. Now, other than smelling like a football chain shed, the thing is it's menthol, so it's going to increase circulation into your hands. So there's a couple of suggestions for you, but gloves wherever you go, particularly if you're going to be touching something that's cold, like a steering wheel or something outside that's been very cold. You happy with that?
Yes, very happy. Thank you
and
so
don't,
much.
Don't
and
hesitate.
What other?
Yeah, go ahead.
Vitamin D, keep up the vitamin D.
Yeah, vitamin D, at least two every day for you.
Okay.
At least two. And if you don't, in fact, you could take, depending on your levels, which you can have checked any time by your doctor, you may even need three.
Okay.
All right.
All the best with that, Marie. It's great to hear from you, given we are speaking about scleroderma today. Speaking of, you know, coldness and this time of year, the water is icy out there. But I was reading actually on the House of Wellness website, houseofwellness.com.au, about cold water therapy, because we know athletes often have ice baths for muscle soreness and, you know, recovery. And this story was about everyday people plunging into freezing water or having that blast of cold water at the end of a shower. Apparently there's goodness to this.
Yeah,
Elise, I know that you surf and you still surf during winter. Do you find the cold water beneficial for you?
Well, first may I say that I layer up like a ninja. So I'm wearing a 4mm wetsuit and booties and a hoodie and gloves.
By 4mm, you mean 4mm thick.
4mm thick. There you go. So
you're like a seal.
Correct. Sealed like a seal. However, I, at first I was terrified of the notion of plunging into this water, which is actually 9 degrees.
Oof.
That's pretty chilly. However, it is so invigorating. I never thought I'd be a convert, but I get out of that water incredibly refreshed. Mm. I feel alive. My muscles feel great. So I'm a convert.
Well, they say, according to this story, healthwellness.com.au, that the studies have shown that it can activate our sympathetic nervous system, which increases our feel-good endorphins. Perhaps that's what you're experiencing.
I can't tell you how good I feel after that. I mean, the initial plunging in is hideous. It actually, it literally takes your breath away. But that feeling afterwards makes it worth it because I go back for more. I'll be there this week.
That this temple is not going to do it.
No, you're not going to have a blast of cold water at the end of your shower.
Yeah, it's even good. for your skin.
Really?
My skin is better. My muscles feel
there's a lot of other
alive.
Things. A lot of other things I can do to keep this temple in good shape rather than being silly about going into freezing cold water. What about you, Jo?
No.
So I know you really enjoy an ice bath.
Oh, well, I did recently have an actual ice bath, which was minus something temperatures
yes.
for the House of Wellness TV.
Yes.
Didn't enjoy that
Took
at
it
all.
For the team, did you?
I wouldn't say I felt invigorated afterwards, but that was very extreme. I think what you're doing too is exercising at the same time, Elise.
That kind of helps.
With
you
others
get the
as well.
Force.
There's the because you're not out by yourself, are you?
Not at all.
You've got the sharks
the whole,
and all those things.
Yeah, you've got your little mates out there, your finned mates.
They do say that this is another study that apparently in a Dutch study found that people who finish their morning shower with a 30 to 90 second blast of cold water. Why does it have to be a blast?
Because that's what you say when it comes on.
I know.
Probably say something stronger than that.
True. But it took 29% fewer sick days than people who didn't do this. So it can be great for immunity as well, perhaps.
I think it lifts your little internal furnace as well, because I find I'm not as cold during the day. Because you've plunged.
You're still numb.
Well, I can't feel anything.
No. Listen, more power to you if you are someone who is able to plunge into some cold water. I have huge respect. Well, next we will demystify probiotics and learn why are they so popular these days, and we'll have more of your calls as well on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Right now, get LifeSpace Double Strength Probiotic for just $34.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Well, the words good and bad bacteria get thrown around a lot in the health and wellness space. And both inside and out, our bodies are made up of close to 1,000 species of bacteria, each of those playing a unique role. But what are probiotics and what role do they play in gut health? To tell us, we're joined by Chief Science Officer for LifeSpace Probiotics, Danny Urbinder. Good morning, Danny.
Good morning.
It's lovely to have you on the show. Can you tell us, we're quite passionate about probiotics here, but they've been gaining a lot of popularity over the past few years. Why are they so important?
Well, they're so important, I think, that we could have stepped back a little bit and just understand what our microbiome is, because what we've been learning over recent years is just how important the trillions of bacteria, which is really an ecology in our gut, is, not just to our digestive health, but to our overall health. It influences our immune system, it influences our nervous system and our hormones. And I think if we look at our modern lifestyle, particularly our diet, that aren't ideal, particularly compared to perhaps our previous generations, it can affect the overall nature of our microbiome and the health of our microbiome. So when we talk about a probiotic, we're really talking about these live bacteria that we can take in supplement form that confers health benefits that we would normally get from a healthy microbiome. So it's a very convenient and effective way of improving your overall gut health and your microbiome health.
Danny, they say the gut is the second brain, which is quite unusual, but I think this is about the role our digestive system plays in our overall well-being. How important is it for other health issues in our body?
How important is the microbiome for?
Yeah, and your gut health. Yeah. How important is that?
And your gut health. Well, look, I mean, in terms of the idea of the gut being the second brain, I mean, if you actually look at the gut and its nervous system, we have more nerves in our nervous system than any other organ except for our central nervous system, our brain and our spinal cord. And there is it really is a two-way connection between the gut and the brain. So when we're feeling stressed, it can affect our gut health. And we all know that butterfly feeling that we can get when we're nervous. If we've got chronic stress problems, that can turn into perhaps all feed into more serious gut illnesses. But it's also a two-way street. So if you've got a disturbed or unhealthy gut, it can affect your mood. It can affect it by disturbing your microbiome, which is responsible for informing your immune system. So that inflammation can affect nervous system and brain health. But your microbiome is also responsible for producing neurotransmitters as well. So it can affect your mood by that. But as I mentioned, you know, I mean, your gut health informs your immune system. And if you've got an unhealthy gut, then you're at risk of things like inflammation, which can be systemic. It can affect your hormone system and therefore interfere with normal metabolism. So it really is, there's no organ or tissue in the body that's not affected by your gut.
Danny, I read a fairly disturbing article a couple of years ago that started off saying, read this. This was in the Sydney Morning Herald. Read this before you take a probiotic. Taking certain probiotics will be good for one person, but not necessarily the other. How do we decide, bearing in mind the huge variety available, how do we decide what's best for us?
Well, look, I mean, it's very unusual to actually get an adverse effect from a probiotic. So I wouldn't, you know, so we can sort of remove the notion that it's necessarily unsafe. But there are certainly some probiotics that are more appropriate for individuals than others. And broadly speaking, we need to think about how our microbiome changes over a lifetime. So I think in principle, the way to think about this is if you were an infant, for an example, you would have a very different bacterial ecology than you were as an adult. And that's because your microbiome at that age is responsible for forming your immune system and your nervous system. So you would take different probiotics that are appropriate to that age. Likewise, as you get a little bit older, your microbiome transforms and starts to develop a little bit further. So you would take an age-appropriate probiotic. But something like a good broad-spectrum and researched probiotic that you would find, for example, in our adult formula, the double-strength probiotic, that is a broad-spectrum researched probiotic that's been developed to improve digestive and immune health. That would be appropriate for most people. But then as you get a bit older, your bifidobacteria, for example, starts to diminish, which can have implications with your health. And so you might want to consider a probiotic more appropriate for that age group as well.
Okay. So we're saying just get advice mainly.
But look, absolutely. Get advice, ask questions. And I mean, people take probiotics not just because they want to, I suppose, look after their general health, but they might have a specific condition that they've heard that probiotics can be beneficial for, such as, you know, a digestive issue or wanting to improve immune health.
And Danny, you are from our friends at LifeSpace Probiotics. So what makes LifeSpace formula so special?
Well, look, I touched on this this notion of life stages. So we're very much focused on making sure that we develop probiotics that are appropriate for different stages in life or appropriate for different conditions. And we do that by developing products that are well-researched and appropriate for those different conditions and people. But we're also focused, I suppose we take our cues from what a healthy gut ecology looks like. And when you touched on it in your introduction, we've got thousands of species of bacteria. It really is an ecology of diversity. So we try to replicate that and emulate that in our formula. So you'll always find that our formula has a wide variety of bacteria. So that's something that certainly we very much focus on. And I think we stand out in that way because that is a focus of ours. And also the fact that it is highly researched. So we want to make sure that all our products are validated and researched and that we know that it's going to confer benefit.
Well, thank you so much, Danny. It's been very enlightening. Great to speak with you.
Thank you.
You have a great day. As always, we love it when you call John from Keysborough. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, John. How can we help you? Yeah, we will. How can we help, John?
Mr. Quigley, a question for you, sir.
Mr. Quigley?
Very respectful.
My late dad, John. How can I help?
Well, I could be as old as your dad, mate.
Okay.
I was always brought up to address somebody by their surname until you know them.
You're very kind. How can we help?
I've been diagnosed with fatty liver.
Yes.
I had to go in for a ultrasound on Wednesday. Does it entail?
Well, a fatty liver, there is a specific herb for fatty liver, John, which restores liver enzyme function. It's called milk thistle. It's quite specific. It's an amazing herb because your liver can regenerate parts that are not functioning correctly, and milk thistle will drive that. So go into the pharmacy, ask them for a high-strength milk thistle, and away you go. You will be surprised how quickly things improve.
Okay, I'm 79 going on 80.
Yes, that's fine. That's fine.
That'll work all right.
It will work superbly. And you can also look after things, the liver good foods, things like broccoli and spinach and Brussels sprouts, they're all good for your liver as well. And remember, fatty liver is not about fat, it's actually about carbs. So just maybe cut back on your carbs a bit, John.
All the best with that, John. Mary from Melbourne, good morning.
Hi, Mary.
Good morning. I just noticed the last week I've been getting this really sort of like throbbing pain on my right calf, on the lower right calf, and just wondering what that could be. I've massaged it.
Yes. No difference. Is it hot? Is the area hot, Mary?
No.
Look, if it's pain that's not going away, and no matter what you're doing, I think you should let your doctor have a look at it. It could be a blood clot that's causing the problem. I don't want to sound dramatic, but it's not something you should ignore. So please go and have it checked over in the next couple of days, and then you can probably look, if everything's okay, you can look at one of the anti-inflammatories like turmeric, which will make a difference. But if you could please get it checked out.
Thank you for your call, Mary, and we'll have more of your calls next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Of all the things we've learned about our body, one stands out, and that's how important the intestinal microbiome is to our overall health. LifeSpace Double Strength Probiotic is a multi-strain formula containing double the beneficial bacteria compared to other probiotics. LifeSpace Broad Spectrum Probiotic supports the intestinal microbiome and healthy digestive and immune system function. Purchase LifeSpace Double Strength Probiotic from $34.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Right now, get LifeSpace Double Strength Probiotic for just $34.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness, Gerald. It's time for A to Z of vitamins. Today we're talking Austolin calcium vitamin D3. So why are we combining calcium and vitamin D3?
Because the D3, Joe, helps calcium absorption. So it's all very well to take something, but unless it gets into your system and eventually into your bones, it's of little use. This is winter. This is southern states winter, but all over we're getting less sunshine. Vitamin D, we were chatting about it in the break. Most of us are low vitamin D unless we're taking a vitamin D supplement. And certainly for those who need calcium, so you're getting calcium from your food, but if you can't get those requirements, a calcium supplement's important. The D helps the absorption. It's a very simple combination.
And the A to Z of vitamins is brought to you by Austolin, Australia's number one bone health brand. Let's get to your calls. David from Melbourne, good morning.
Good morning, David.
Good morning. I have a question for Jared.
Sure.
I sustained an injury back in February. I struck my shin on the corner of the dishwasher, if you can believe it.
Oh, look, dishwashing's not the sort of thing men should be doing, David. Packing dishwashers.
What about stacking the dishwasher?
Anyway.
Let's get back to David.
I've hit the corner. I've sustained like a puncture wound, and just tried to treat it myself for about a couple of weeks, putting, you know, Benadine on it and Band-Aids and whatnot, but it got pretty badly infected. So I saw the doctor, and it's got quite big. It's about the size of a 50-cent coin now.
And this is in the front, right on your shin, David, is it?
Right on my shin, yeah, just above my ankle. I've been seeing the doctor every sort of 4 days, and they redress it, and I've been taking arginate. And,
good, fine. Arginate twice a day?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's coming. The wound's actually healed from the bottom up, but the skin's not coming across. No. I'm just wondering whether there's any tips or tricks that you might have.
It's called Manuka honey. If you could take some Manuka honey along to the doctor and say, can we have this on my dressing, please? You will find the rate of healing is much faster.
Is that right, Gerald?
Yes, Manuka honey. It's brilliant. The reason the wounds don't heal is they get a little film over the top like a swamp. And what Manuka honey does is dissolve that film and the healing occurs faster. So keep the arginine going. Take along your tube of Manuka honey, which you can get from the pharmacy. There's a couple of brands, they're New Zealand-based, and say, I'd like this on, please, and just see how they go.
Amazing. Mm. We have time for one more call. Vicky from the Gold Coast. Good morning, Vicky.
Hi, Vicky.
Good morning. Hi, how are you?
How can we help you, Vicky?
This is Sir Gerald. I don't know if you remember, but about a month, 6 weeks ago, I emailed you regarding my husband who'd had a knee replacement done. Mm-hmm. And you suggested some turmeric and all different type of herbs, which we did. But the very end of your email, you said, I would strongly recommend that you follow this up, which gave me the confidence then to be able to go and get a second opinion or to pursue what we thought wasn't going right. Anyway, long story short, it turned out that had I have not followed the advice and followed it up, he had to go in and have it redone twice after that first operation.
Dear me.
And it turned out that he had a bleed that they hadn't picked up on.
Well, there you go. Well, and look, it's a matter, and I often say this, if something doesn't seem right, if your body's saying it doesn't feel right, go and have it checked again. But based on our previous caller, I'd be staying away from dishwashers.
But I think, Vicky, you're ringing to say thank you to Gerald, yes. Aren't you?
I am, because your email gave me the... Because the specialist that we were seeing, he was just saying, no, I'll see you in 6 weeks. Mm. And Gav had pain, and he said, no, I don't do the pain side of it. Your GP does that.
Mm-hmm.
So then we did go back to our GP, and we pursued having an ultrasound and scans, and from all of that, having the confidence to go and do it.
Well, good on you. Well done, Vicky. He's lucky to have you, and well done for following it up. But I'd still be careful about going.
Well done to you, Gerald. This
it's
is what we
do,
Jo.
Look, it's
okay?
what we do, and there's yes. no. It's what we. It's why we do what we do. It's yep. called helping people.
Well, thank you to all of our calls this morning. If you were unable to get through, of course, you can go to houseofwellness.com.au to the Ask tab, and Gerald will assist you via email. We'll get to more House of Wellness after this.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Right now, get LifeSpace Double Strength Probiotic for just $34.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
It's been great to spend the last hour with you here on the House of Wellness. Elise, I know that you've been flicking through the House of Wellness insert that's in our papers today.
Yeah, there's a great feature on self-care secrets you can try at home, important for people in lockdown, although I see a big section on stretching. I'm really slack at stretching, and I know you are.
So
but they're suggesting in front of the TV we should try it. So let's commit to it.
Sure. All right.
Weeks.
Next time we'll catch up.
We're going to be limber.
Yeah, that's right. We have to be accountable to each other.
His temple stretches.
And he's now called Mr. Quigley.
Also, that's right. Also, don't forget to check out House of Wellness TV today. It's 11 a.m. 7 Main in Melbourne, and everywhere else in the country you can see it midday on 7 Main. It's got an amazing story around loneliness in aged care that I just found so fascinating. We have to check in on our loved ones, no matter where they might be. Thank you so much for joining us on the House of Wellness. Gerald, we'll see you next week.
Thank you, Joe.
Thanks again to our friends at Chemist Warehouse. Of course, always go to houseofwellness.com.au for more information, and we'll see you next week.